Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
You know what a Christian is, literally. Yeah, don't get mad at me. It's just the truth. None of you see the word Christian used in the New Testament. When it was used, it's always used as a derogatory term, okay? The word Christian means Christ-like. All right, with that definition, somebody who's Christ-like, how many people do you know as a believer that are Christ-like? Let it sink in. Now, I'm not telling you don't use that term. Just understand what we're talking about. Everybody's not a Christian. To be a Christian means you're Christ-like. In the New Testament, they're called saints. To the saints, which are at Corinth. To the saints at Philippi. To the saints. Now, there's good saints and there's bad saints. Are y'all with me? Still children of God. But we use that term very loosely and flippantly, that everybody's a Christian. And I sometimes I'll say, you know, we as Christians, but just understand technically, how do you say that word? That word, okay? That there are very few Christians, very few people who are Christ-like. A lot of believers? Yes. Saints? Yes. Growing in Christ? Yes. But how many truly are Christ-like? Boy, that's where J. Vernon McGee would say, that's where the rubber meets the road. It's kind of like that word, boy, about being humble. When you think you're humble, you just lost it. Boy, I'm a Christian. Are y'all following? Did I lose any of y'all? Anybody going to get up and leave? Wait till I dismiss Sunday school before you leave. I just want you to understand. There is a huge difference, in being a believer in Christ, a saint, and being a Christian, Christ-like. I know this goes out on the radio, it goes out on the internet, and I'll probably get some flack from all this, but that's okay. I got big shoulders, and not only that, I got the Word of God to stand on. So anyway, the holy brethren, we're brethren separated unto God because of what Jesus Christ did for us. And it said, partakers of the heavenly calling. The word partakers means partners together. We're sharing together. And that heavenly calling, the word calling here, it has a different connotation. The word calling here means, in this light, it means an invitation. Aren't you glad you accepted that invitation to come? Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you. We are all partakers of that heavenly calling, that one day we're going to leave this earth and be with Him in heaven. We're partners in that. We're all on the same level on that because we are partakers of the heavenly calling. It comes from God Himself for us to live with Him. Isn't that an amazing thought? That God wants us to live with Him. And it's a heavenly calling. And then He goes on, then He uses this next word, to consider. Consider, the word consider means to give careful attention to, not just a glancing look, literally to stop, look, and listen. Many of us, when we do our Bible study, Bible reading, very few of us consider. We just kind of read through, okay, we did our daily devotion and reading, and me included many times, but we don't stop to consider what we just read, what we just heard. And this is a strong word, to consider. To take it all in, these things, the apostle and high priest of our profession, Jesus Christ. The word apostle, many of you know, it literally means sent from God. The word apostle is used many times in the New Testament. But I want you to note, this is the only time that it's ever used with an uppercase A. Every other time it's used, it's in lowercase A. And that refers to the apostles, the 12 apostles that, you know, John and Andrew, Peter, all those fellas who were the Apostle Paul, okay? That would be in lowercase, but this apostle, it's in an uppercase. Now, if your Bible doesn't have an uppercase A in your Bible, throw it away and go get one. Get you a good King James Bible. that would have an uppercase A because it speaks about him. Jesus Christ is the one sent from God. And he's a high priest. Why did he put those back to back? Well, the apostle is one sent from God to deliver man a message from God. Literally, it's God's messenger to man, an apostle. Where a high priest is man's messenger to God. Do you get the distinction? The apostle is from God to man. High priest is from man to God. And thank God, we now have a high priest, Jesus Christ, who is sitting now at the right hand throne of God, ever interceding. He's our high priest. My dad used to say this all the time. We don't have to go to a knothead and looking through a knot hole to a knothead. My dad was pretty rough, but you get the point. Now we go directly our high priest. And again, and the profession literally means that confession. We see it in Hebrews 4:14 and Hebrews 10:23. Now, verse number 2. Who was faithful to him? Don't read any farther. Who is the who? In verse number 2, the word who is who? Who's that referring to? Huh? No. Jesus. Jesus is faithful to him. Who's the him? God. Jesus was faithful to him, to God, that appointed him. God, we just read, he was the apostle, the high priest. God appointed him, Jesus, as also Moses was faithful in all his house. So he's comparing. They're both faithful. Jesus is faithful. Amen. Moses is faithful. When it means all his house, he's talking about the house of Israel here. Okay, is what he's speaking of, the house of Israel. And Moses was faithful. As a matter of fact, let me read verse number 3. We'll pull this together. For this man, Jesus, was counted worthy of more glory than Moses. Now, they were both faithful, but yet Jesus was counted, he receives more glory than Moses. Why? Inasmuch as he who builded the house hath more honor than the house. Which you can, that's so simple, even a caveman can understand that, okay? That the one who built the house, the builder, has more honor than the house itself. Jesus and Moses had similar ministries. Verse number 2, they were both faithful. Moses taught Israel God's truth, and he prayed for them when he met God on the mountain. Exodus 32, 30 through 32. I was going to read that, time is getting away from me. But you remember about Moses and he came off the mountain, received the law, and the people out there were in all that already. Aaron made that calf, remember, and he made that prayer. Moses was the first high priest, even though it moved on to Aaron. But literally, Moses had the law, and then till Aaron became the high priest, it was Moses. Okay, and we see him praying in Exodus 32. Matter of fact, it's the longest pause. Let me read this real quick. In all the Old Testament, where he says, yet now, they talked about they've sinned a great sin and have made them gods of gold. Remember, a calf came. Aaron, what have you done? I don't know. We just throw some gold in the fire and poof, out popped a cow. I just come out that way. Well, he lied, but anyway. Yet, and Moses is praying for the sin of the people. Yet now thou wilt forgive their sin. And there's a hyphen in there. Greg's not, but anyway, there's a hyphen there. And it's the greatest pause in the Hebrew tongue, where literally Moses is praying to God when he says, "If yet now thou wilt forgive their sin? And not, if not, then blot me out." Remember all of that. But anyway, we see that powerful prayer of Moses, how he was not just, God's prophet, but he was also his high priest there on that mount. Well, Jesus also not only taught the truth, and we know that, but Jesus is the truth.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.